Now, Transplant Team Ireland will be sending a team of 20 athletes, including 9 Dublin and 3 Cork athletes, to the British Transplant Games to be held in Sheffield from August 6th today, running up until August 9th. And these games come shortly after the European Transplant Games, where Transplant Sport Ireland did amazing. They won 16 gold, 7 silver and 5 bronze medals. Now, Kevin Rooney is joining me on the line now. He's from Newcastle, is representing Transport Sport Ireland at the British Transplant Games, competing in football. Kevin, good morning. Thanks so much for taking our call on the Kildare Today Show.
Good morning, Hannah. How are you?
Good, thanks. Kevin, good. I know you live in Newcastle now, just over the border there in Dublin, but
yes.
I understand that you spent a lot of time living in Kill, here in Kildare, when you were younger.
Yeah, we moved to Kill when I was 13, and I, you know, essentially grew up there, you know, played rugby in Nice, and, you know, all my friends were in Kill at the time. So, yeah, more or less lived there, but got married and moved back to Newcastle.
Yeah. So definitely, you know, you have some Kill blood in you anyway, Kevin. You mentioned there, like, you played a lot of sports. You're representing Transplant Team Ireland for the games, which start today. But of course, Transplant Team Ireland, I can imagine there was a time where you were sick, needed a transplant. What's your story with that?
Yeah, so just sport-wise, I was always into sport, running, playing rugby, you know, I was always doing something. I suppose, like, I'm 38 now. When I was 21, I would have been playing rugby and training for the Dublin Marathon. I just took sick, and I ended up in Nice Hospital for a few weeks, took some bloods, and realised it was actually worse than they initially thought, and I ended up having leukaemia. So I would have went 6 months in Talla Hospital, and then maybe about 4 or 6 weeks in St. James's Hospital having a transplant. So I had a bone marrow transplant.
Mm. And kind of, when were you realising that you were first feeling sick? Like, I can imagine how much that impacted your life. And, of course, being a lover of sport, like, how that kind of changed everything as well.
Yeah, so it was funny enough. I had actually broke my arm just prior to being sick. So I'd been out of sport for about 2 months anyway. But I was still running, so it wasn't too bad. But just, I was losing a load of weight. And it was actually my mother recognised it. And I was just thinking, like, it's my first marathon, I'm training, I'm, you know, losing a lot of weight. But what happened was I actually started getting a sense of hearing. And then my sight was sensitive. And I actually presented with meningitis up to Nice. And that's initially what they thought it was. So I was thinking, oh, I'd be grand. You know, I think we had a holiday book shortly after. And I was thinking, I'd be grand to get back to it. But then we were told, like, no, you can't. Look, you're going to be quite sick. You know, I took the year out of college. And I was like, right, well, there goes the rugby for a year. You know, I'd have to postpone the marathon. But it was actually much worse than that in the long term, you know.
Of course. And we often talk, we've spoken to organ people who have received organ transplants and even bone marrow transplants before. They talk about the importance then, of course, of the donation list, people donating.
Yeah.
I can imagine that's something that's really important for yourself as well, Kevin.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, so again, look, you know, obviously I'm going to be playing football now over in Sheffield.
Mm.
You know, there's 8 of us, you know, 8 of us playing a 6-a-side tournament. The guys playing, I'm famous. One other has a bone marrow transplant. There's a guy there, and I'm just in awe of this guy. He's a double lung and kidney transplant.
Wow.
And he shows up to every training session. He's a little sniper in the box. And, you know, you're just going, it's amazing, you know. But I think it was at some point last year, organ donation became an opt-out.
Yeah.
So you no longer have to sign up. Whereas bone marrow, you do have to sign up. So you need to get in touch with the Irish Blood Transfusion Service to actually sign up for bone marrow. It's slightly different.
But as you were saying there, I mean, the other guy on your team, double lung and kidney transplant, and he's doing amazingly on the team. You yourself, Kevin, doing amazing, representing Transplant Team Ireland now today and over the next few days in Sheffield. It goes to show how important and how life-saving organ donation, bone marrow transplants can be. People can live and live a fulfilled life afterwards.
Absolutely. And, like, look, I think when it hits you first, you know, you kind of think that's it, life's over, you know, or life's going to be very different. But, like, I guess I'm 16 years on now, but, like, even, you know, two or three years after, you're kind of getting back to a very good position, and maybe by 5 years, it comes full circle. It really does. And you're back to normal. Like, I don't even take medication anymore, you know. It's insane. And the medicine that I would have been on leaving the hospital after the transplant were massive.
Mm.
But, like, there's going to be, like, and just for the football alone on Saturday, we have a full day of football Saturday. There's going to be about 100 players on the pitch over the day. Not 100 people. They've no right to be there, you know, only for the selflessness of another 100 people who donated organs or bone marrows, you know.
Yeah. And now, how did you get involved, Kevin, with Transplant Team Ireland? Like, how did that all come about?
Yeah, you know what? I'd actually heard of it a couple of years back, and I'd initially actually, funny enough, joined in February 2020. And next thing was all put on hold because of COVID.
Yeah.
So I kind of fell out of the WhatsApp group, and I never really pushed forward with it. The governance kind of changed, and I ended up going back only last September. And I initially went down, they had a training session down in Nenagh, and I drove down to do track and field. I was thinking, okay, I might do like 400 metres, 800 metres. But the night before, there'd been a storm, and the track was actually kind of fairly flooded. A good couple of people were travelling from around the country, couldn't make it. So it was more or less called off.
Mm.
But the football team showed up, and they were short a player, and someone just said, can you play? And I was like, look, more of a rugby person, you know, but I played a bit of Astro. So I ended up playing, but I just got hooked on just the camaraderie of the team straight away. You know, I ended up scoring a goal on the first day out, and I was just kind of going, you know, this is a bit of fun, you know. So I just got hooked, and that was it now. So we train kind of every 2 weeks, and we have some friendly matches. We had a tournament in Dublin there against Scotland and Northern Ireland back in April. And now obviously we're travelling over to Sheffield to play football all day Saturday.
Yeah, geez, you've been busy then the past few months since joining. I suppose it's so important as well to have kind of that camaraderie with your team members, everyone playing. Because again, you were saying there, we're in the same boat at one point in terms of getting those transplants or donations.
Exactly, yeah. And like, you know, so a lot of the guys would have received kidneys, and, you know, I wouldn't be too au fait with, like, you know, what happens with a kidney transplant or the dialysis process, but you can hear the guys chatting, they're like, did you have this and did you have that? And they're it's just a support outside of the football, but whilst they're on the football pitch at the same time, you know. And some of it, like, you could just say it's nearly more that than anything else, you know.
Mm.
And obviously, look, keeping fit is just, like, so important. Like, and one of the things when I took sick was I would have been up to running, you know, high 20 kilometres because I would have been training for the marathon, and they said it just stood to me so much. My body was able to withstand a lot more of the treatment and stuff like that from just being fit. So it's just so important.
Absolutely. And it reminds me, we were just speaking to John Bradley earlier on in the show. He was going through cancer treatment and did a rehabilitation trial with other men in Cork. And it was based on, you know, going to the gym as well as doing some kind of counselling sessions. And he said the mixture of the physical well-being did wonders for him, along with the guys, because they are all kind of in the same boat coming out of cancer treatment. It's kind of similar to your story where you're saying the lads on the pitch are saying, oh, did you go through that during, you know, your dialysis? Your kidney transplant.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just that camaraderie, and it's just having someone to talk to. Because you could just be there, you could just go through all of this, and, you know, you'll have your family around you, you know, and you might hear stories, hear things on the radio like this, but just being in the middle of it and talking to people, like-minded people who have had something similar, and you're just looking at how their life has progressed and what they're doing for a living and, you know, what sports they're doing and all that. It's just amazing, you know.
Absolutely. Kevin, for those interested in the Transplant Team Ireland, I mean, like, learning about what they do and kind of supporting them and the team, how can they get involved or find out more information?
Yeah, so anyone who's had a transplant or anyone who is on dialysis at the moment can just get in touch. Just, I suppose the best thing to do is just go onto the website Transplant Sport Ireland and just get in touch with us, and that's as simple as that, you know.
Mm.
We're fairly big, we'll be fairly prevalent on socials this week, being over in Sheffield, so, you know, have a look at Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram and all that. We'll be there.
Of course, Kevin, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're probably busy over the next few days practicing for Saturday's game, but I really appreciate you taking the time on the Kildare Today show to chat with us about, of course, your own story with bone marrow transplant, and then, of course, being involved with Transplant Team Ireland. They're sending a team of 20 athletes to the British Transplant Games. They're being held in Sheffield from today, running until August 9th. Kevin, best of luck in the games over the next few days, and to yourself playing on Saturday. That is Kevin Rooney from Newcastle, but spent a lot of time here in Kill. Kevin, again, thanks so much for your time and best of luck over the weekend.